got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help. I got two for me. Let me help. It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. Don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show reaches out beyond Washington and Baltimore, stretches out beyond the Beltway, across the mountains and valleys, to broadcast from sea to shining sea. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And we're in competition with other networks, not with a bunch of punks broadcasting out of a closet.
Copyright 1996, Infinity Broadcasting, all rights reserved. A presentation of...
And Fabio Eisner and Major Bill Bono and Charlie's doing Sam
every day. Broadcast across the nation to your home. Sending out a message of love and flagellation. Don and Mike, what did we do to deserve you?
Show has no class. Somebody convince that their humor is crass. banana, salte sana, squash banana, salte sana, squash banana, salte sana.
Turn your father on. The first thing I do is make it dark.
Come on, me and Mr. Shenfield aren't even close to unscrewing. In fact, I think we're beginning to bore each other.
Oh, that's normal in a marriage.
But me and Mr. Shenfield aren't married.
Are you living with him?
Yeah.
Are you taking care of his kids?
Yeah.
Are you having sex?
No.
Then you're married.
Is it possible to two youths?
Two what? What was that word?
What word?
Two what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse your honor. Two youths.
Well, we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think my Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the ratings show that we really did we're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. You know, has no one ever fought that?
What a great guy he is.
What don't people know about you? How smart I am, I guess. I can act silly, but I am not a silly person. I'm an extremely serious person who makes extremely...
Felt and her charities. $1 million per infomercial. Hundreds of thousands for her books, her exercise video, and her commercial endorsements.
You know, there's nothing more fun than a vacation at sea.
Walmart. Industry estimates are that the line made in excess of $200 million in sales last year.
It made more than that.
Why don't they like me?
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No, sir.
Ever served in a forward area?
No, sir.
Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours? We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
What idiots we are. Now, why couldn't we have worked that out?
It's a cavalcade, Paul. It's a cavalcade of stars.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, It's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on, come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
You are the best thing on the radio!
Don and Mike, my brother.
Look at the man over there wearing the pirate shirt.
Yeah.
It's Captain Tuesday. And here he is now, the man that loves Tuesday better than any day of the whole week. Here's Nuz Nurnank. Hi, Captain Tuesday.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with partial nudity. Your discretion is advised.
If I remember the day today, he was Captain Monday. Or he's Captain Weekend. Oh, that was Friday. He was Captain Weekend.
Live from the canned room inside the Laughter Center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, C.L. Broyhill, sir.
See?
Along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with comedy in their veins.
We have some new laugh tracks, everybody. Just warning you right now.
Today, we welcome the daughter of the late, great Sammy Davis Jr., Miss Tracy Davis. Win the chance to be our torch reporter when the Olympic torch passes through Washington, D.C. on Thursday. We review all the new movies we haven't seen yet, a continuing review of our drop-ins from A to Z, in a continuing effort to reduce the number of tape cartridges that are stacked from the ceiling to the floor.
See, look at this studio. Look at, I sound like Pat Sajak. Look at this studio.
It's packed. And maybe, just maybe, an addition to Pawn for Cash.
Ah!
Plus, a peek inside our wacky story file, along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
As always, I stand ready for it. Lay it on me, Big Dad Day.
Today, spastic colon.
You want it. You want it bad. You want that laugh track.
Spastic colon, Dom.
Not a way.
It's not just a colon, it's a spastic colon.
Thank you.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks, and without further ado, let the big old, bad old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox, the number one man of all the jocks.
Hey, hey,
Mr. Record Man, what we need is turn up the sound
on the record machine.
Roll back the rugs and stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes. For a commercial.
Oh. I like that sponsor.
He's gonna play the top 10 and the bottom
50.
You know his taste.
It's all so nifty.
So let's start to swing.
So way.
Let's start to sway.
So way.
Here comes the guy with some records to play.
Show me America's most beloved DJs.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. WJFK.
Nothing like a nice game show beginning to the program.
That's right, Don.
It'll fit right in with our new laugh tracks, which you'll be hearing plenty of in just moments.
Yeah, I was greedy.
Hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast, the nation wide via Vest for the Fun Entertainment, darling. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara, and welcome to the program. Rob Spiewak. Robert Wadhams Spiewak Jr.
The name immediately conjures up a smile.
Come here, Bobo. Here's No-No Spiewak.
Here he is.
The reason, yes, he lives. He made it out of the amusement park yesterday, King's Dominion. Oh, before you dish mm-hmm. the dirt, has anybody noticed the hip new shirt style that I'm wearing?
I have indeed, Dimitri.
Very boss.
Thank you, Dimitri. I take that as a compliment.
Yes,
Dimitri from
Dimitri Merrick.
From all my children.
He never wears a collar. Never in his life.
I have never worn a shirt that doesn't have a collar. I realize that this look became fashionable about 10 years ago. Uh-huh. But this is how fast I am evolving fashion-wise.
Is it a new garment?
Yes, it's a new one. Do you like my shirt?
I think it looks terrific. You've got a very nice tan, and you've got the collar undone just so, and I think it gives you a very dreamy look.
Well, thank you. That was what I was looking for. Dreamy.
I think that's a great look for you. I think you ought to wear that look on Friday.
Well, I did buy a whole bunch of new clothes. What do you think I look?
No, I mean
must think I look bad in this if you want me to wear it on Friday.
Wrong. I think that looks fantastic.
Casual elegance.
I think that looks
Do
great.
Do both of you think I should wear this on Friday?
I think it's a go. It's a winner.
Sure.
No, then I can't wear this on Friday. See, because Friday we're doing the show from in front of a group of people. There must be something.
I know what you're going to want to wear. You're going to want to wear one of your football jerseys.
Yeah.
And I think
mm-hmm.
this would be a vast improvement on one of those football jerseys.
I think it would also be cooler temperature-wise than the jersey.
Cotton breeze.
But is this shirt too
adds
cool?
Adds an air of sophistication. That's what I think.
Is this shirt too cool for Wichita, Kansas?
No.
Is anything? Do you think they've ever seen a shirt that doesn't have a regular collar on it in Wichita?
They have those in Wichita.
You know, you folks don't know what a step this was for me today, buying this shirt.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying is, yes, I'm a member of the 90s.
Sure.
It's 1996, and I have just joined. Welcome aboard, my friends.
It's got a cool kind of brushed cotton look to mm-hmm. it.
Yes. It's dreamy.
It looks kind of faded, but it's not. It's brand new, and it looks kind of, that looks kind of cool.
And I tried my new shopping technique again and found mm-hmm. the problem this time was that the clerks could not keep up with me.
Right. Oh.
Because I was able, much like I did when I went to buy clothes for my wife, I walked it. I thought, okay, I'm going to buy dreamy clothes, because mm-hmm. I never buy dreamy clothes. I always wear jeans and football jerseys and such. Well, right. I'm going to buy some dreamy clothes, because I've dropped all this weight now, and I just want to look as nice as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking in the dreamy store, and I walked over, and I said, that looks dreamy, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the pants, and I had the shirts within, 5 minutes. I had everything I wanted. Then you have the problem when you get to the counter with the stuff. How come they can't make it faster? No, I've just realized that every day now, the beginning part of the program is either me talking about how I don't like talking to people mm-hmm. or how I don't like people talking to me.
No, it's true, though. I mean, you can't argue with the truth. You don't like talking to people, especially in stores.
Yes. And the problem today was that they weren't moving fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to go in, size it up, say shirt, pants. Yes, new pants.
Are you wearing that with a pair of khaki pants?
Yeah, new slacks.
That's a great look.
New slacks. So
you don't trust me at all. We've been working together 10 years. You don't trust me. I'm telling you, that's a good look.
That's
thinking that I'm saying wear it on Friday
because I look like a clown or something. Yeah.
No. I've matured way past that. I have matured significantly.
What's wrong with this outfit?
There's nothing wrong.
Nothing.
Am I being sincere?
Yes, you are being sincere.
Thank you. Listen,
we're
all being sincere.
This is just between him and me.
He doesn't trust me.
You, I trust.
Okay. He doesn't
you
trust
You, I
me.
Trust.
And me,
Well, now him, he has no fashion sense, so he's out of the equation. Charles Broyhill.
Don't you think that on occasion I can dress up nice? Now, tell me the truth. I wear a nice suit. I think at the Christmas party, mm-hmm. I managed to throw it together pretty well. Didn't I look good at the Christmas party?
Yeah, really good. Always. Also, casual elegance. It was.
What the hell are you smirking for? I think
no
I looked
smirk on my face.
I looked dreamy at the Christmas party.
Really good.
And I think that's a good look, and thank I'm you. Being sincere. Okay. And if I know you can't trust me, but take the word of these two.
I think you look good.
Said my piece.
I do.
Look at the outfit that Bob's big boy's wearing today. Here's a man with about as much fashion sense as I have.
You know something? Neither Buzz, nor Rob Bay, nor me, nor Charles Broyhill can give you the educated opinion. There's somebody who could help you. Cannon. Will be able to tell you.
This is true. Uh-huh.
Will be able to tell you. He will give you a total honest answer and let you know if you look dreamy.
He's
or
like
not.
The poster child for Eddie Bauer. He knows from clothes.
All right, bring him in.
Yeah.
Bring him in. Hey, Cannon.
I could have easily said that guy, Big Gum Jim,
who I heard over the weekend was trying to pick up women, tell him he was Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know that you have heard that story also, Rob?
It was at my appearance on Friday night, and he went from first being said that he looked like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, how and much alcohol heard, was at work there? Saying that Big Gum Jim looks like...
No drinking at my appearances, Mike.
And then didn't he actually try to pass himself off as Nicolas Cage?
I think that happened once or twice, yes.
How does somebody who looks like they fell off a Norman Rockwell painting pass themselves off as Nicolas Cage?
Lots of drinking, dim lighting.
I believe if you've ever seen the movie Tom and Huck, you've probably seen Big Gum Jim. Any one of the local characters, local yokel flavors with their, with no shirt on and the overalls, a big piece of straw between their teeth.
You know, in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, the keeper of the bridge.
Yes.
When Clarence first shows up, the guy that falls off the chair, that's Big Gum Jim.
All right, well, hold on. Let's talk to these guys one at a time. First, Cannon Grace first.
Yeah.
The only member of the show who has a modicum of class. The outfit that I have on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice or not?
Very nice. It's the al fresco look without the collar. It's summery yet stylish.
I knew he would come in.
See, okay,
Cannon,
right.
This is what we've been saying.
Thank you, Cannon. All right. I don't believe you, but I believe him.
I knew that was the right call. Cannon, that is called catching the pass.
You said
right
it's,
there.
It's al fresco?
Al fresco.
That used to be my radio name. Yeah.
And what was it?
Al fresco with your good afternoon, everybody.
Stylish yet what?
Alfredo coming right up. It was all stations from guys named Al. Hey, hold on, Big Gum Jim. Come on back for a second. Uh-huh. Come on back for a second. So tell me about your experience as Nicolas Cage.
Ever since he won the Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas, people have been saying, wow, you look like Nicolas Cage. And now that I got my hair cut, I guess, I think I look more like him, or people tell me this, but I had no time
Did you just say you think you look more like him?
No, I think more people have been telling me this. I don't think I look like him at all.
Yeah, you're a smart man.
Who's been telling you that? You know what? I'd say where you got it. You got those puppy dog eyes that he has.
Well, thank you.
Dreamy. They're dreamy.
Yeah, he's definitely got...
Dreamy eyes?
He's got...
From here up.
Yeah, he's definitely got the Nicolas Cage eyebrows and eyes.
But then it's when you know...
And balding head. Yeah. Thank you.
Then you get to those gums, though.
Yeah, I mean, the mouth. You don't have the Nicolas Cage mouth.
covering up his mouth.
You got to cover up your nose, too. There. From halfway up the nose...
Uh-huh. You might be Nicolas Cage.
You might be. You might be.
You might be, maybe.
Well, thank you.
That's right. Your ears are lower than his.
Did it pay off for you?
It worked out.
You never made it back to my place to watch the movie.
I never did.
Whoa!
All right.
But I never told anybody I was Nicolas Cage.
I thought you told one person.
No.
Who did he tell, Rob?
We have a dispute. On microphone, Rob, because we have a dispute.
Who's the person that he told?
No, just some person, an acquaintance of his at the bar.
Well, What did he say?
I heard that you just made a friend that night. That's all.
Come on, tell us what you heard, Rob.
Yes, I heard he was making some time with a lady.
Well, I certainly hope if you picked up a woman that was stupid enough to think you were Nicolas Cage that you used protection. That's all I'm saying to you.
Did he actually tell her that he was Nicolas Cage?
Once I got her glasses off.
What would Nicolas Cage be doing at a Rob A. appearance?
Yeah, I'm just a big fan.
He's going to meet his friend John Lovitz, who was also there.
that's right.
Hello, Rob. I'm glad I could be here with you.
So how did the date end? How did your dream date end?
Oh, leaving in the parking lot at 2 a.m.
Left in the parking
lot. Yeah,
The woman stranded in the parking lot, or a peck on the cheek and you went on your merry way?
A peck on the cheek and went on my way.
Ah.
But I know that I never told her I was Nicolas Cage, and I do have witnesses.
All right, we'll need to talk to those witnesses then.
Okay. I call my first witness, Jimmy T. Intern, who was with me the entire time.
Oh, he has no credibility in this courtroom.
And he was sober, even.
He was?
He was.
So he didn't have one beer?
Jimmy the Intern?
He had a couple beers earlier in the night.
I call as my next witness, James Tiberius Intern.
You can get a comment on your new look, too, with Jimmy.
I like the new look.
Well, thank you.
Looks like a very nice structure shirt.
What is a structure shirt?
Structure, the store, structure.
It's a very hip store.
It's a very hip store.
It's in all the malls.
You ever been there?
No.
I've been there.
I saw the funniest store today. I saw the funniest store. Remind me to talk about why the ladies behind the counter weren't going fast enough for me.
Ah.
But as I was leaving the mall, I saw the funniest store.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it says The Answer. And I've walked up and down the halls of the mall, and I've seen this store, and I've always been like a level or two up. The Answer. The Answer. I finally went and said, it is a store for very, very fat ladies.
Oh.
Okay. I swear to God. Get it? It's the answer.
It's the answer. We found the answer.
The answer.
And here they are. Sizes 20 to 27.
Hey, honey, it's the answer. I walked in and I actually stopped and looked for a moment. I was looking at the fashions. A lady came over and she said, can I help you? And I said... What's the answer?
Have you seen their TV commercials?
No.
That's where they say they have miles and miles of fabric.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you go. I was a little late on that one. I apologize.
Check out the new Hindenburg line. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. The answer.
Well, you know what she was probably thinking?
I said, so I go and I say, what is the answer? What is it? And she holds up a garment and she says, look, like size 56. She says, it's the answer.
Sure it is. Sure, just slip it on, ladies.
It's the answer for the question. Is there anything that fits me? The answer is yes, something.
You actually went into the store?
Yeah.
Because you had to know the answer.
Yeah, I had to know what the question was.
That's right.
The question is there anything that fits me? And the answer would be yes.
Here it is.
Here it is, ladies.
Moomoos. Well,
I knew a girl who worked in a store that catered in the larger sizes, and anytime a man walked into there, they normally spotted them as a cross-dresser. So she probably had bad thoughts about you when she saw you, because men who go into those stores to get the larger sizes, they always assume they're cross-dressers.
I'd like to think that I wouldn't have to go there. I happen to know that I'm a size 12 when it comes to a dress.
You can buy that off the rack in any department store?
I believe so. My Kathy Lee pants.
And we knew that Tom was in the wrong store when he was looking for the Kathy Lee pants.
The Kathy Lee pants I got were only size 12, although as I mentioned, I think I could fit into a 10.
Well, you were wearing that huge muumuu the other day, and you had plenty. Plenty of room.
Hey, when I was wearing my dress the other day.
Plenty of room. Are we boring you, Jimmy?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Hold on, listen. You were here for a reason. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Thank you for getting me back on track. Jimmy, the other night in the bar at Robbie's appearance, did Jim McClure, Big Gum Jim, refer to himself as Nicolas Cage? Yes or no?
He was referred to many times as Nicolas Cage, and at one point I could have sworn he said, I'm Nicolas Cage.
Guilty! This man is guilty. You said to call him as the witness.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Nicolas Cage. I just happened to be in Bowie, Maryland on a Friday night.
I wish I could be that creative. I wish I had the balls to do that. I could never do that.
Yeah, I'm here to see Rob Hayes Spiewak. Have you seen my new movie, The Rock? Hey, I'm Nicolas Cage. Come get in my Subaru. Let's get it on.
Way to go, Nicolas. I loved you in Moonstruck, man.
All of you, get out of here. All of you except Rob, get out of here.
All right.
Bye, guys.
There you go.
We need to find out what happened. Rob is here, we need to find out. Oh, we got a break for commercials. Then we'll find out. Do you have some dirt to dish about our many couples who joined you at Paramount's King's Dominion yesterday?
I think on my bus there was at least one successful love connection. It's hard to say, though, because on the way back, they jumbled up on the buses. Because, of course, you know, friendships are forged at a theme park. Mm. So certain people that were on the married bus going down switched and flip-flop. But
that
I
means it's a good deal. That means everybody's having a good time when that happens.
It was everyone, I think, had a blast. I think there was at least one successful love connection, and there was full frontal nudity. I'm told I couldn't see it because I was in the front of the bus.
Save it all.
Ooh,
save it all. And if you're one of the people who participated and you have some dirt to dish about the trip, now would be the time, for goodness sakes. And listen, when you go in a store, just sell the clothes. Yeah. That's it. I won't bore you with a long diatribe, but just sell the clothes.
No small talk.
If a guy comes up and he has three pairs of pants and three shirts and he's already picked them out, your job is to get that tag off, that thing off, so that they don't beep when they go through the door.
Right.
Don't pick them up and go, olive green. That would look nice. That would look nice with the pink shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, come on. I just want to buy it and I want to leave.
You're looking for that automated salesperson where you can just put your money card in there and all of a sudden, you know, it spits out pants.
Hello, Don. Paging Mr. Herman. Paging Mr. Herman. Please type in your size. You've typed in your size. Now we will. Would you like a shirt? What is your neck size?
That's it.
Your arm size. What is your jacket size?
That is my perfect world.
Thank you for shopping at the department store. We appreciate your patron. Come again soon. Your transaction is complete.
Well, they're going to work on it. I'm sure they'll have it someday. Sure. Sure.
I hope so. Someday, as Tom Selleck says, listen, we'll break. We'll come right back. Find out about the trip and then more. Got a great show ahead, and we're glad that you're with us. Please stay right there.
And Don and my WJFK.
Working hard to preserve a unified Germany. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't care. Thank you. You want to guarantee something gets played, you tell them, I hate it.
Well, you know I love this. I'm not only playing this because you hate it.
I know.
And this was the last song that I was super out of my mind compulsive about, like with people coming down the hallway. And it was Christmas time, and people would come down and please turn that song off. I would play it in the office. I would play it in the car. It's the only Mariah Carey song that I've ever liked. Happy holidays, everybody. Hey, this was for you. Thanks, buddy. I killed Mariah Carey.
What happened to my Christmas in June show? She's gone. She'll come back to life by Christmas, though.
I'm sure she will. Now, more calls. More calls. With more people who were on the bus yesterday. All right, let's talk to one of the married couples that went. Here is Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, welcome to the program. You and your husband were on the married bus. You have a good time?
Yes, and we were Michelle's newfound friends.
Oh,
really?
I wasn't going to say anything, but she called in, so I had to do it. I wasn't going to call.
So you're getting together this weekend?
Yes, on Friday night we're going to go to a place.
A place?
No, we're going to go to Blackie's, I think.
Blackie's?
That's what she. I don't know. I've never been there, but
you mean Blackie's House of Beef?
No, she said it was a bar and there were some dance floors. I don't know. Uh-huh. I haven't been there.
I always remember Blackie's in Washington D.C. was Blackie's House of Beef.
Right.
Well,
have they? It's been like a long time.
Blackie Parrish's place.
Yeah, with the bongos up front.
John Stamos. He was a beach boy. Blackie's. You know, in this day and age, you don't hear of many businesses with a name like that anymore.
No.
Welcome to Blackie's. Much the same problem that the AIDS diet candy had.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, there's still Whitey's.
Of course.
You know, there's Blackie's and Whitey's. Mm-hmm. Two places, both right here in Washington, D.C.
I wonder what they do at Whitey's.
At Whitey's, it's a sports bar. You've done your show from Whitey's.
I am proud to say that I have done the Redskins pregame show from Whitey's.
Didn't we have a T-shirt signing at Whitey's, too?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whitey's fits the name.
Oh, God.
I just want to say that. I have cast no aspersions on the name Blackie's, but I can tell you I've been to Whitey's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what was there.
Whitey's.
Hi, Whitey. How you doing? Blackie's is connected to the Deja Vu nightclub, it says on my screen.
Yeah, it's the Blackie's House of Beef, and next door is Deja Vu. Very nice club. It might be Lulu's now, I think.
So you're going dancing. So you're going dancing on Friday night.
Yes, we are.
With this new couple that you just met on the bus, huh?
Yes.
Mm. And your feelings?
Oh, they were really great. I wasn't exactly sure if they were going to hook up, but we were on the bus playing that... the game that everybody said I was so naive at.
What game was that?
What was the pornographic...
Password, and you didn't know a lot of the terms?
Exactly. Well, I had to keep running up and asking the other married people. I've only been married for 8 months.
And you didn't know a bunch of pornographic terms?
Well, they had all these slang words. I had no idea what they
were. You're in desperate need of the Daryl Nichols Pornographic Dictionary.
Tell me one of the words. Tell me what the word started with, one of the words you didn't know.
Well, one of them was a phrase, and I'd never heard of it in my life.
And was it so dirty you can't say it on the air?
No, what was the first? Nobody would. It was called hit and run. Had no idea what that was.
I must confess to being naive on that myself.
Yeah. I think Charles Broyles a hit and run driver, if I understand it correctly, isn't it?